Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So are we talking about irrational fears or childhood fears or a mixture of both?
I think all the above.
Yeah. Is there something... Erica just came in today and she's like, wants to get something. What is your...
Well, I was about to say, this was not mine, but my...
It's not yours?
Well, no, I have one that I will say in a second. But like childhood fear, does anyone remember this from potty training their kids? Kids are like kind of afraid to poop in the toilet.
It's something they kind of feel, I don't know what it is, but it's like because you poop and it stays against you,
right?
It feels like it's part of you or whatever. And just to let a part of you just fall into the abyss is scary as hell.
I never thought of it that way. I just thought, you know, we were little, we were smaller than the toilet. So climbing onto that is a mountain.
So did you think you were going to go in?
Yeah.
I think it's more you're just used to like
keeping it
the warm fuzzy.
my sister is potty training her youngest now, and that the childhood thing made me think of it. I mean,
it's
she'll
an
be
irrational
like,
fear to be afraid of letting go of your poop for sure.
Yes, but, mine growing up for years and years. This was not like a 1 year thing. I was so terrified of kidnappers that I for years would wake up in the middle of the night, go to my parents' room and sleep on the floor in there. They finally had to move me into the same room as my brother.
Wait, was there like a show? Was there a kidnapping?
You guys might remember because we're around the same age. Sorry, Slacker. There was a movement of kidnappers. Like there was it maybe the Elizabeth
for
Smart?
Ransom?
I was thinking just
Elizabeth
Madeline
Smart.
McCain.
They just kept her, right? They were trying to get money out of her. They've like brought her into their family.
But what year did that happen?
I just remember like the Oprah. Oprah was real big, it was always featured kidnapping.
Yeah. It wasn't like, about ransom. It was just, I was afraid that someone was going to break in through the window in our bedroom and
me too.
Kidnap
and
me.
Pick.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
It was a problem
terrified.
For probably 4 years.
You were legitimately...
That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember it being Christmas Eve one night and freaking out, like bawling and stuff, being like, something's going to happen tonight.
Oh my
gosh. I just had
gosh.
That feeling.
Because why is a strange man coming into my home? I had a lot of...
Santa Claus is going to kidnap you?
I didn't think Santa was going to kidnap me, but I was like,
that's not
well, if Santa can get in, then so can a kidnapper. But normal people... Yeah. Can't do what Santa does. So there is, but I mean, it was, the Elizabeth Smart thing happened in 2002, by the way. So I do think that was around.
When you were impressionable enough to go.
That might've been towards the end.
I was more in the late 90s when I was terrified.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit older, but but we were great kids. We were, if any kids were going to get got, I mean, we were.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want me?
I'll tell you
and
what.
I've seen pictures of you as a kid.
I was a real tantrum thrower. No one
would
have wanted me.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't want you.
But they would have probably brought me back. But I didn't know that then.
Okay. I don't know if mine's irrational because so many people have it, okay. but I have the overwhelming, and I still have it. I cannot stand clowns.
Mm. No, I'm with you.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get
it? I love clowns.
I'm worried about you.
They don't terrify me at all. I think they're funny.
Can I just...
Art is one of my favorite
people. For anyone
who
doesn't understand the fear of clowns, this is a person mm-hmm. who wants to be around children, mm-hmm. yet hide their identity.
They want to bring joy to the children.
Do they?
With makeup on their
faces. Or do they
want to
case the joint so they can come steal Erica while she sleeps?
Mm-hmm. No, don't.
Who is going to kidnap you more than a clown? No one kidnaps more than clowns.
That's fair. And why are they painted like that?
That to hide their identity. I don't think it's that irrational of a fear.
Ronald
started
freaking me out the older I got.
Ronald has always been one of the weird ones. I'll give you that.
He's a little too manlike.
It's the rodeo ones, though, too. They just have the like weird little...
They're saving you from the bulls.
No, I get it. I think rodeo clowns are some of the most badass humans. Yeah. I just don't want to be friends with them. I don't want to let them into my house.
I've never seen one.
They are so tough and everything, but then you're still putting on a face full of makeup and stuff before. Like it's a little weird.
It's weird.
Like, why are...
It's part of the show.
I think it's because they're probably most likely to get gored up by the bull or whatever.
Oh.
So it's like they're going to make it look funny when they get stabbed. You know what I mean?
And you know what? There's your point right there. It's terrifying.
All right. If you have an irrational fear, childhood fear, we'd love to hear what yours is. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Love clowns, cannot stand birds. I will walk through a different door. Not penguins. Those are chill.
Right.
You have an irrational fear of...
Yeah. Okay. I can look at them and appreciate them and be like, wow, so majestic, whatever. But I don't want to be near them. Bird world at the zoo is hell for me.
There's a bird world?
Yeah, and you walk through and they're just flying around all loose.
What about a peacock?
No, gross. Those are even worse. Blech. I will avoid them at the zoo. They are also free range.
Aaron's like skipping through a haunted house in the bird world. She's like, ah!
That's okay. No,
what do
you think's
gonna
happen? For irrational.
Yeah. They are going to claw me apart and peck my eyeballs out.
It's not totally wrong.
I do think,
She's got great eyeballs. If anyone was going to get pecked.
But it's like, I have that same fear, but more of like grasshoppers. I have an irrational fear of grasshoppers because I don't even think they know where they're going.
Yeah.
No, they're just like,
yeah. And it's like, oh God, here comes a huge dude. I'm going to jump away from him, but they jump backwards and directly and then bounce off your leg and leave the little smudgy.
Yeah.
It's like a moth. A Miller moth leaves a little tuft of dust or whatever.
I remember mowing my lawn in high school and the back of our yard, they were just grasshoppers galore, and you'd have to stop and take a deep breath, and you just hit it, and they just like a gauntlet that you had to just go through.
I have never seen so many until I moved here, and our backyard is full of them, and I'm like, what is this?
It's almost like the cicadas. It's not every year.
Yeah,
some years we don't have
any. Was this year bad?
This year was not bad in my neighborhood. Maybe just your neighborhood.
Mine was bad.
Cause like growing up, we used to fish with them. My dad would catch them and like fish with them. And it was like my worst nightmare because they like,
oh yeah.
Swim
Swanson
around
tries
on the...
to eat them.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's killed a few and it's disgusting.
All right. Hack. Do you have one?
I do. It's all things the oven.
Oh my God. I forget. That's the most irrational fear.
Don't have it on for too long. 10 minutes max.
Can't do both ovens.
No, we have a double oven. Sometimes my wife turns them both on. I think she's asking for the house to explode. It's just way too risky. Or she does the thing too. Do you guys do this when you're done with the oven and you turn it off, but then you crack the door because it's like to let the heat into what are you doing? What are you doing? That thing's hot.
You're just wasting.
Someone's going to brush up against it.
No, the heat is coming into the...
No, I'm saying if you leave it closed, you're just wasting that heat. You might as well let it into your house, warm your house.
But I don't want to be able to touch the door. Like, the door is just... That's so hot.
Don't touch the door.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to trip. I feel like I'm going to hit it.
You guys, he's not making this up.
Yes. Into the oven. Destination.
Yes. I hate when both ovens are on. Or if they're on for too long. Some of the stuff takes like 30 minutes to cook.
30 minutes is a long time for an oven to be on. Do you understand, like, holiday dinners? My oven's on for 10 hours. It's on all day
risky.
Long.
This is why he doesn't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There's
something in the oven thing.
Yeah. It's just risky. I'm going to trip and burn myself.
Wait, if you trip, and the oven is closed.
You don't even go into the kitchen.
It won't hurt you if the oven's closed, right? And if the oven is just cracked, when you trip, the first thing you'll do will be close it.
Yeah, you won't trip with like your head into it.
I don't know.
You'd have to try really
hard. What do you need the oven on for so long for?
Because
we've got a microwave.
Oh boy.
Guys, these are irrational fears.
You know what?
Yep, you're right.
Yes. Okay. If you have an irrational fear, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your irrational fears. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there that's texted us that's so not afraid of clowns that they slept with one.
Well, they dated.
Do you think
a rodeo clown?
If you're dating a clown, do you ever ask him to like?
Certainly not me, but I also wouldn't be dating him.
But you would ask him to leave it on, right? One night?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah. Part of the
and Erica, you've dated clowns.
I have dated clowns.
Carly.
Yai.
Irrational fear. What's yours?
I have a fear of my elbows being touched.
Your elbows being touched at all?
Huh.
Yeah, like if somebody touches them, I freak out, or if I'm sitting too close to somebody and they like accidentally bump somebody else. Ugh, I just hate that feeling. I hate it when people touch my elbows.
That is so interesting.
I have it with my belly button, though.
Oh, you do not? I giggle when people try to touch my belly button.
I feel like your belly button is literally, it doesn't even go into your body. It goes into your soul.
I did see a story about it was on TikTok. A woman, her belly button didn't ever close. And she only learned that when she was like 40.
So she had like a hole?
Yeah, and it just leaked constantly.
Well, the elbows at least don't leak.
Yeah, no, that elbows is weird. Yeah. I think, so I've said this, I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've said on the air before I have a belly button thing, and then any girl that I was intimate with from that point forward made it a point of trying to, and I'm just like, it will, I'm telling you, it is a full on mood kill. If you get anywhere near my belly button, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
I understand that. I have no desire to put my finger in anyone's belly button.
Yeah. I don't even get close to it, even to joke.
Okay. Like, yeah, no, I won't.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
T-Hack, stop doing that to
Slacker. Jesse?
Yay!
Irrational fear, what's yours?
Okay, so I've got this deep-rooted childhood fear of dogs. So I don't know if you guys remember the movie Cujo. It was an old Stephen King movie.
Oh, yeah.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
So there was a version of the poster where it was just kind of a dog looking overlooking a hill. You couldn't really tell what the movie was about. And so my parents, in their infinite wisdom, on a hot summer day, we went to the discount movie theaters, the local discount movie theaters, for a couple dollars a ticket.
Wait, they took you to Cujo?
Oops.
Cujo. I was like 5 years old.
They thought it was like a feel-good Lassie picture or something? What?
It was
awful. The poster for that does not look feel-good.
The poster, there was no indication. It was just like a house on a hill and then like a little dog kind of looking over. He wasn't rabid or mean or anything looking, so you really couldn't tell. And, of course, the movie starts. He goes crazy. I start freaking out, right? 5 years old. I'm crying my eyes out. And I don't know. I guess my parents didn't want to lose the $6 total it took us to get in there. So they told me to just turn around and, you know.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Jesse,
that might be even worse because the whole imagination thing.
Yeah, you're just picturing it.
Yeah.
Closing your eyes doesn't make all of the sound go away. So I'm still hearing this freaky dog just attacking this, you know, mother and child.
Yeah, and it's just so slobber ridden in that whole movie. And it's just blood and slobber.
Okay.
And here's the deal, Jesse. Yes. This is awful. Not, that's not irrational.
It's rational.
That's the most rational fear I've ever heard in my life. Like your parents.
It's like deep rooting. I'm 48 years old. I've been a Marine for almost 30 years now. Tough as they come, I want to believe. But man, when I hear a dog bark and I don't know where it's coming from, it's like,
oh, buddy.
It makes me sad for you because dogs are such a joy.
Dogs are amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, man. I'm really sorry. Like, what? How do you fix it? You can't fix it.
Therapy.
No, therapy's not going to fix that.
Probably a lot of therapy.
Like he couldn't even snuggle with puppies.
No, I can't think about it.
Could he watch Air Bud, maybe?
Don't bring it.
I'm going to try.
Don't do it.
Get out of here! I don't want you anymore! Don't you get it, buddy? You get it!
We have a problem.
We do. Yeah. Oh my God, it instantly makes my eyes sting. Like, I'm going to cry. Cassie?
Yay.
Irrational fears. What's yours?
The floor registers in the house, when I was little, I thought there was an evil world under there full of demons and that they would come up through the registers and get me.
Hello. What is a register?
the thing where the heat comes.
Like
the
vent. Vent. Like a vent? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, honestly, so you thought.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Dude. You just have my friends at Ductworks come out. They clean with scraping and vacuuming. It removes all the demons from your air ducts.
Oh, nice.
They don't usually advertise that. Yeah. They talk about like dust and whatever.
Yeah. They don't scare
it's
anyone.
Demons they're removing from
they're
your
the bravest charge? In the biz. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Katrina?
Yes.
What's your irrational fear?
I do not like butterflies.
Why?
Yeah, I agree. Those are my greatest sign of hope and joy and that something good is coming.
It's the flying towards me I am deathly afraid of.
Do you know what it is? Because I am 100% with you. Butterflies from 20 feet away are this beautiful.
Very pretty.
But then when they get up close, you're like, that's a damn bug.
Yeah.
That's a damn bug that's learned to pretty it up.
Yeah. I considered trying to get married in like a butterfly sanctuary.
You're an idiot. We just talked about grasshoppers. This is a grasshopper with a better press agent.
No.
Beautiful.
They are so beautiful and they have like intent to move.
No, they don't. They're not.
The butterfly pavilion,
Nightmare.
I love the
butterfly
pavilion.
There are bars near the butterfly pavilion that I've heard are really fun. I can't go to them because I would have to drive past potential butterflies.
Oh my gosh.
This is not irrational. You're right.
It's so irrational. What are they going to do?
Have you ever had one land on you?
Yeah.
And?
Nothing happened.
Okay. So you think.
What does that mean?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.